And welcome back as we close out this Friday morning. We're glad you could spend a little time with us. We're thrilled to announce a brand new show here on WJR, original content. That's what we're known for here, and we're very proud of it. Sean, this involves you. You are taking center stage along with Bill Keenest.
Yeah, I can't wait to do this. I've known Bill for many years. He's always been such a good guy, such a professional in his 35 years with the Detroit Lions, and boy, does he have a lifetime of stories to tell about the game of football as well. So this Sunday, Gridiron Wrap with Bill Keenest and yours truly right here on 760 WJR.
And Bill, welcome into the show. We're glad you could join us today. And you and Sean, I know, are really chomping at the bit to talk about this. I was happy to hear that you're going to be talking about high school football, college football. Of course, you have so much background in pro football. You're going to be talking right about that. Pretty exciting stuff.
It really is, Marie. And believe me, it is an absolute honor for me to be affiliated with WJR. I grew up in Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania in the 60s and 70s. And high school football was king back then. And then, of course, in the 70s with the Steelers, and Pitt won a national title. But in Pittsburgh, it was KDKA. In Detroit, it's WJR. So it is such an honor. And you're right. We are going to talk about all three levels of football. And I don't think there's a city in our country that is more passionate about sports than Detroit. Detroit is passionate about a lot of things, but when you think about, you know, what really gets people's, you know, juices flowing, it's music, Motown, it's the automobile, cars, Motown, and sports, Detroit. So Sean and I, as you mentioned, we've known each other for a long time and have always shared that love for sports and in particular football. So we are really excited.
You know, Marie, it's interesting. You heard Bill say Western Pennsylvania. I mean, that is one of those areas that, you know, it's almost romanticized about, you know, the level of the Friday night lights. You know, you hear the stories out of Texas, Western Pennsylvania, Ohio, and it's really starting to build here in places.
Yeah.
Well, like Troy, Athens, perhaps, Mr. Keenest.
Yeah, that's a very special place for me. Obviously, my son Billy's the head coach there, and they've gotten off to a wonderful start. And I think high school football in this area is so special. And what it does, Sean mentioned Friday Night Lights, that's become very real. And what it does for a community, how it rallies the school district together, the common bond that, you know, the students, the school, the players – within that community all have, it's important and it's special. And it's a wonderful way to start off a school year, certainly when you have a program that is that type of focus. And I also believe, I had two sons that played high school football in Oxford, and for a great legendary head coach, Bud Riley, and the life lessons that these kids learn on the football field are irreplaceable. And I'm a little passionate, but I think the gridiron, if you will, is the greatest classroom for these kids at that age and that stage of their life.
And the Lions, of course, are playing in Monday Night Football.
Right.
So you guys are going to have a great avenue to really talk and a platform to talk about that. But let's talk a little bit about the pressure of being on Monday Night Football.
Well, I mean, the truth is, you know, over the years, when I was with the team, we had a number of Monday night games. I think we benefited in some respects by always playing on Thanksgiving, because that was the only game on. And you knew that your peers were watching you, and the whole league was watching you. The whole country was watching you. And that's the same for Monday night. And I know that Lambeau for years was a tough place for us to play until 2015 when we broke that streak. I believe that the way that the team, the Lions, came back last week will serve them well. And certainly it's going to be an interesting game, because no one expected the Packers. I don't know that everyone expected them to win necessarily against the quality opponent like New Orleans, but no one expected that type of game from them. So it'll definitely, there's a lot of storylines going into that game.
There are going to be a lot of storylines each and every Sunday, and we're going to try to cover every one of them. Gridiron Wrap, 7 o'clock right here, Sunday evenings on 760 WJR. Bill, I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to this. I know you and I have had many off-air conversations. We'll have one in a few as well, but this is happening, and I'm very happy it's happening, pal.
Likewise, Sean and Marie. It's an honor and privilege, and I can't wait to get started.
We're thrilled to have you on board. Bill Keenis, former Detroit Lions Vice President of Communications, joining our very own Sean Bolegian. It's called the Gridiron Wrap. It'll be Sunday night, 7 o'clock. They're going to talk all things football, and that starts with high school, college, and pro football. Sean, I can't wait to hear it. It sounds like a great show. And I'm not sure, do we have Kevin Dietz with us to chat a little bit about the upcoming show? We don't have Kevin Dietz. All right, so it's just up to you. It's just up to you and me, Sean. So,
well, thank you, Bill, as always, for joining us, and we'll look forward to that first show, 7 o'clock on Sunday, right here on 760 WJR.